Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. So you want to be an amazing teacher? Start with the parents. Believe it or not, back to school night is the greatest time to do some science demonstrations. It's not a time to have to talk about policies and procedures. And yes, I know you have to go through everything, but I can tell you that I learned, you know, they say that great teachers are made by the teacher next door. Well, the teacher next door to me taught me this little piece, and it's been so effective. When it came time for back to school night, we would pick two or three demonstrations and do those as part of the presentation to the parents, but we would tie them into the learning approach. So, for example, many of you have seen the demonstration. You fill a Ziploc bag up with water, and you take pencils and push the pencils through the Ziploc bag, and the water doesn't come out. So, literally, the bag seals itself around these pencils, and so you can spear that bag, and nothing comes out. Well, in and of itself, it's a cool demonstration. But I've seen teachers use it in this way. They'll open up the Ziploc bag and pick up the pitcher of water and say, you know, your children are our liquid assets. I love that line. Your children are our liquid assets, and it's my job to keep them safe. It's my job to keep them contained within the walls of these four schools. It's my job to give them back to you. But something has to change those kids along the way, because that's what you're asking me to do as a teacher. So if you can imagine while they're doing that, while she's saying that, the water's being poured into the bag is sealed, and then she picks up the pencils and she says, it's my job to provide spirit. And she pokes it through the Ziploc bag. Spirit, as in SPEAR-IT. It's school spirit. And everything that they wanted to talk about simply is a learning piece as those pencils go through. This year, we're going to talk about observation. This year, we have these math objectives. This year, you can see how your child is getting this information coming at him or her this entire way. And the secret for us is to make sure that we don't lose any of those liquid assets. We don't lose any of that information. Well, it becomes a very, very effective way to be able to communicate a message to the parents. That doesn't have to be sales pitch-ish, so to speak. It can be just very, very simple. The demonstration where the water goes into the cup and the cup is turned upside down, and it looks like the water vanishes because of that super absorbent material that sits in the bottom of the cup. The secret that's in a baby's diaper is sitting in the bottom of the cup. Anything that we can get parents to remember what it is we're trying to do, it seems to be a wonderful way to be able to communicate this important message. You're giving your children to me for 6 hours of the day. Help me, if you don't mind, for the rest of the day as you reinforce the five fundamental things that I taught your child today that they never knew before. I need your help in being able to reinforce those so together we can make sure after a year your child is the best human being we could possibly make him at this point in his life or her life. It's a valuable teaching tip, thanks to the teacher next door. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.